Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now we're going to do that thing where we sit around and we remember some guys. Who wants to do this? Jump on the phone lines. 803-0550. It's Friday.
Name some dudes.
Yeah, this is remember some Ravens, remember some Chiefs, remember some Vikings.
Yep.
NCAA Tournament Edition. The criteria is simple. Someone not known for their NBA exploits. Michael Jordan is not an answer here.
Right. Neither is someone that I remember his March Madness run, but Steph Curry is now going to be remembered for being a Warrior.
That's right.
But him and Davidson.
Got them to the Elite Eight.
Got them as like a 10 seed maybe.
Right. This is Remember Some Guys, NCAA Tournament Edition.
Yeah.
So
not Steph Curry.
Usually these conversations lead us to, you know, weave in and out. Just have a good college basketball vibe.
Yeah.
I'll start. And yeah. I started with one. This is bad. This would be like remembering somebody from the Carolina Hurricanes of 2007.
Geez.
Because my first...
This is the Mike Commodore equivalent?
Sure. Yeah. Tony Delk. Tony Delk hit 6 3-pointers in the 1996 championship game against Syracuse for Kentucky. That game, by the way, was at the Meadowlands, just to give you an idea of like how much bigger the tournament is.
Yeah.
They used to play it in basketball arenas. Now they play it at...
Stadium.
The Superdome.
Yeah.
Tony Delk. Jeff Shepard also on that team, I believe. And the 1996 Kentucky team took down Syracuse. Cinderella story.
How about Jimmer Fredette at BYU?
How many of these are going to be names? Like good names. Jimmer.
Jimmer
Fredette.
Oh, I got a couple that are good names.
He had a decent NBA career, right? Somewhat. Wasn't it like injury problems? He played.
He plays. I think he's like a superstar in the Chinese league.
There you go.
More than he is in, I mean, the NBA. How long did he play in the NBA? He's 36. How long ago was he playing for BYU? I mean, clearly, 16 years ago.
You're going to feel old now. I'm ready again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mateen Cleaves. Michigan State's Mateen Cleaves.
Okay.
Mateen Cleaves, point guard, Michigan State. I think they won a national championship. Teddy DuPay, Florida.
How about Ron Baker, Wichita State? That's only from a couple years ago. That was a good one.
If you give us a call, we'll get to your call very fast. Move along. Yes, we'll be listing names, but let's just, you know, what memories does it conjure up for us?
Keep it going. How about Adam Morrison from Gonzaga?
Cried.
Yes. Balled his eyes out, right?
He also had a decent NBA career.
So, I looked at him in the break, his NBA career.
Bulls?
He goes third overall to the Bobcats.
Okay.
He plays 1 year. Then he's out for an entire season, goes to the Lakers, and he's out of the league in 2 years.
I guess he never played
for
the Bulls.
No NBA career whatsoever.
Mateen Cleaves, Teddy Dupay.
Morrison, by the way, mustache and long hair is what he'll be remembered for.
Khalid El-Amin.
You're naming guys I've never even heard
UConn.
Of.
UConn. I hated Khalid El-Amin. He was so good.
UConn, again, this is going to be good NBA career. Let me go with the guy that didn't have a good NBA career. How about Shabazz Napier?
All right.
For UConn. Point guard. Could shoot from anywhere.
Remember some guys. Rob is up. Let's go, Rob. What do you got?
Hey, so I'm a UVA alum, and back in their championship run in 2018 or 19, I forget which year, but Kyle Guy hit three straight free throws on being fouled on his three-point shot at the buzzer against Auburn in the Final Four, and then they won that to make it to the finals and win. And then that same, I don't even think he made the NBA. He might have been on like the G League or something. Now he's an assistant coach with UVA or was. So yeah, he had a great college career, great run. Finally got over the hump, but yeah, I don't think a lot of those guys even made it to the pros.
His name was Kyle Guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Rob, you might win. Remember some guys because you actually are remembering a guy. So
yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Rob. Sean with a elite reference here. Sean tweeting in Harold Arsenault. Harold the show Arsenault, Weber State. Great poll. Johnny Flynn.
Oh, Johnny Flynn went above Steph Curry in the NBA draft by one pick. Johnny Flynn.
And Paul.
From Niagara Falls.
And, yeah. How can I forget Paul? Paul, also Niagara Falls, played at Syracuse.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. This one got pushed out of my brain. Tyus Edney, UCLA.
RJ Hunter, Georgia State. His dad was the coach, fell off his stool with a torn Achilles after he hit the game-winning shot. Amazing moment. Literally, his dad is on a stool. As his son hits the game winner, he throws his arms up and he falls backwards. All time.
Doug Edert from St. Peter's a couple years ago.
I'll take your word for it.
I don't know that one.
What? That's part of remembering some guys. You're not supposed to.
Come right.
on. I mean, you're not going to remember Martin.
You don't remember St. Peter's, the Peacocks making the run?
I remember them winning as a 15 seed. I just didn't remember any of the players.
Doug Edert was like the guy. He had like the weird mustache and he was just hitting threes all day long.
If you've got a mustache, you're going to be more memorable.
That's true. Did you, by the way,
that's why I remember who Adam Morrison is. It's only because of the mustache.
Did you see the guy that transferred to St. Bonaventure yesterday?
Yes.
He looks like Bill Walton in prime Bill Walton years. 6 foot
it's
10.
Bill Walton reincarnated.
It's Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Marius Yanulis. Deep pull for Syracuse fans out there. Jason Cipolla, whatever.
What's the bullpen got? Anything? How about the
bullpen's got to have a lot of
some of those
of
UB
here.
Guys from a couple years ago, like Nick Perkins.
Okay.
Yep. And C.J. Massenburg.
C.J. Massenburg. I used him in conversation recently.
C.J. Massenburg?
I did.
Okay.
Can I tell you how C.J. Massenburg came up in conversation?
How did he come up?
I was talking with our friend Nick Mandola about an idea that I had once that maybe Vegas is the answer to this. There should be a business where guys that are retired or, you know, you're not making the NBA, but you're C.J. Massenburg. And pros and Joes kind of scenario. Mm-hmm. Like you and I, we want to play around with some really talented people.
Yeah.
I want to throw an alley-oop to a person. So like we'd get a couple of buddies, we'd go play 5-on-5, and there'd be two D1 athletes on our team. And we just, you know, you go on a little vacation. McDavid, he does a residency at the Palms when he's done, and you just get to go skate with McDavid. He just plays, and you're like, man, that was amazing. He's not in the league anymore, but it's kind of like the MLS for soccer players, except it's for fans. It's a little further down the line. Messi, he's 52, and he'll just dance all over your face because, you know, you want that experience of having shared the field with him.
Someone messaged in Giddy Potts.
Oof.
That's Middle Tennessee State, who pulled an upset on Michigan State like 10 years ago.
Paul Harris.
Giddy Potts, though, is a great name.
Thank you to everybody in the chat. I'm sorry. I couldn't. I just
Paul Harris?
Couldn't get to Harris. Paul Harris played at Syracuse, too. Paul Harris and Johnny Flynn. Oh, Sal's ready. Sal's ready.
He's going to be good at this.
Yeah,
Sal's going to be better than me at it.
Sal and I will try not to endlessly name Big East players back and forth, because that's, I'm sure, what we want to do with a lot of Syracuse references. Sal, we're remembering some guys.
Yes, that's exactly like I'm thinking, oh, my God. And I know how much you hate UConn. How about Hashim Thabeet?
How tall was he? Five?
He was very early picked, but he lasted only a few years in the NBA. He was great.
He didn't really play in the NBA.
UConn's got so many names. Emeka Okafor.
7'4" for Hashim Thabeet.
Rip Hamilton was so good.
I was thinking Providence. God, Sham God. One of the greatest names ever. And he was great. But he didn't really go very high in the draft. But anyway, a lot of people in Western New York know Jeremy. And of course, Paul Harris, obviously, as you said, with Johnny Flynn. And James Starks was on that team, by the way. They were the number one team in the country from Niagara Falls High School.
Yeah. Well, Terry DeHaer.
Unbelievable. Terry DeHaer. Now we're going way back.
Yeah.
And that's a good Big East reference, right?
Yep.
I miss all those and that time period. Going all the way back to those guys in the Big East. So I just wish it was, like it used to be. Yeah, this is just fun. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Teddy DuPay, by the way, he was a legend in Florida. I believe he went to Cape Coral High School because I was living down there at the time. And then he went to Florida, right? I think that's where he's from. But you're right. He was a major name.
Who else is on that Florida team? Udonis Haslam, maybe? Or Marcus Haslam?
What years is this?
That's Joakim Noah. That's like the Florida team.
Was that Noah? Was that the Noah team?
I think so.
Noah wins the national championship at least once for them.
Where did Jason Williams go? Was he a Florida guy? Wasn't he Florida?
Ooh, yes.
He was.
Jason Williams was... you're right.
Not the point guard from Duke.
No, you're right. Another Jason one. Williams is Florida. Yeah, 97-98. Yeah.
Right. I mean, those are some good teams then. UConn's got a ton of them because they were just a really great program. And then a lot of guys, in Syracuse, obviously, we could go. I mean, I don't think that, Lawrence Moten, I think, is the all-time leading scorer at Syracuse, right? Yep. I think so.
Good old poetry in Moten. Teddy DuPay was before the Florida teams that won it. He was like two.
Okay.
Yeah. The Florida teams that won, it was Al Horford.
Yeah.
And
Noah.
Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer.
Yeah.
Corey Brewer.
Remember some guys.
What about what kind of a NBA career did Mateen Cleaves have from Michigan State? He was phenomenal in college.
I don't even remember.
I don't remember where he got drafted, but he was awesome. You know what?
Yes.
Was it Cleaves and DuPay? Did they get tangled up and somebody stepped on somebody's ankle? Is that why I had those two real close to each other?
Oh, maybe. Could very well be. Oh,
speaking of stepping on ankles and things like that, Grayson Allen from Duke a couple years ago is really good for this. Didn't he kick somebody every other game?
Yeah.
Arizona, they had Simon. What was his first name? Simon.
Miles Simon. Simon Says Championship.
Miles Simon, thank you, yes.
What?
That's Miles what Jim Simon. Nance's line was, Simon Says Championship.
Really?
Yep.
That's a great line.
Yes.
It is a great line. They were the first team to beat 3-1 seeds on the way to a championship. Arizona.
Wow. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Doug McDermott from Creighton is a good one here.
Nice.
Kemba Walker, UConn, obviously, winning the national championship.
Wow, Kemba, though, I mean, Kemba have a decent NBA career, if I remember correctly?
He's had a good NBA career, yeah. I feel like, he's one of these that's close. Like, I mentioned off the top, Steph, who sat like a Davidson, that was awesome, but then, of course, he's blown it away in the NBA. I don't know that Kemba's NBA career outranks. He was insane when they won the national championship.
Yes.
He was easily the best player.
Yep.
Like, I feel like if I'm him, I would want to be remembered for that more.
I've got two more names that just came down the pipe on Twitter. Kevin Pittsnoggle, West Virginia.
That can't be a real name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pittsnoggle.
Kevin Pittsnoggle was like a 7-footer that shot threes. Wow. And then I love this name. Like, again, he was one of the best players in the tournament. Juan Dixon, Maryland.
Oh, man.
Great pull.
Yeah, they win it. They win it in 2002. Syracuse wins it in 2003, and then they play each other in 2004. Syracuse wins in 2004 against Maryland in the NCAA tournament. I was a big fan of those Marquette teams, because the way they played. There's some guys on those teams. I really love Marquette, the mid 2000s. Jeremy, remember them when they came into the Big East? And I really like the way they played. Pitt had some dudes too. Pitt had some dudes.
Yeah.
How about Taco Fall from UCF? 7'6".
Who is...
Yeah, that was pretty recent.
That was a recent one.
Great picture of Tracy Wolfson with Taco Falls. He goes up to like his knee.
Sal, who is on the Vermont team? JD.
Not in Jigba. That's sounds like that. Now Mocha Jiba. Mopa Gia.
Okay.
Mopa Jiba is his name. But that was there was another kid and he was just, oh my God, now I can't.
TJ Sorrentine. This is
the Vermont team that knocked Syracuse out.
It's a great time of the year because if you do have a team in the game, if you like, you know, anybody, Syracuse, Duke, this is where a person you've never heard of is about to ruin your life.
I'll give you a great one here, Jeremy. I don't know if you remember. While I'm at Syracuse, they lose to UMass. Harper Williams for UMass hits a three at the top of the key that just like kind of sunk it there. At that moment, you're like, oh, my God, the season's over.
Is that Marcus Camby's UMass team?
I believe.
Carmelo Trevieso?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Sal, thanks for calling. You're heading out to Whalen right now, huh?
Headed out to Whalen Brewery. We can keep this going.
Yep.
John Scott's going to be out there at 11 with me. He's a big college basketball fan. His Dayton team beat Syracuse in the tourney, if you remember, a few years ago.
Oh, I remember. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could get him to admit on the record that it was the worst officiated game in the history of recorded sports?
We will try to do that today. I will definitely ask John. He'll be joining me at 11.
It was a crime.
Wait, no. That was not worse than the Ohio State game in the Elite Eight.
Okay, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Right? It was against an Ohio-based team. You're right. No, you're
top two ever. Are our Syracuse
I'm
games,
sorry.
Really.
You're right. It was Ohio State, not Dayton. Dayton, Syracuse didn't show up. Ohio State. There was even a whistle where the refs blew a whistle and then had to get together and say, "Why did you guys blow the whistle?" And nobody knew why. That's how bad the game was. They were just blowing whistles.
Now the reason why you're confusing because John is a big Ohio State fan.
But
he graduated from Dayton though, so that's why. But you're right. That was I will definitely bring that up to him.
Tell him I hate both of his teams. But I like John. That's okay.
I'll be out at Whalen Brewery for the Extra Point Show at 10 a.m. Come by, everybody. We're going to have a good time today. Extra Point Show 10 to 12. The games afterwards. Food, drinks. John Scott's going to join me at 11. We'll have Pat Melicaro on at 10:30 to start talking baseball and the Bisons, by the way, who open up next week.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks, Sal. We'll talk in a bit.
You got it.
Sal's on the way. What's better than remember some guys? DeJuan Blair. D. Brown. Illinois. The chat going off. We got more calls. Greg in Lockport wants to remember some guys. Hey, Greg.
Hey, I say anybody from the 85 Villanova team, but I'll just pick Ed Pinckney for one.
Ed Pinckney. That 85 Nova team beats Georgetown in the final?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Dwayne McLean, Gary McLean, Harold Jensen, just a crew.
Awesome. Who's the Villanova player that I remember the most? Let me think about that for a second. I mean, it's funny. My wife asked me yesterday about, like, the tournament. Did you have a team growing up? And I think she meant, like, someone that I liked there. And I'm like, well, Syracuse. I grew up in Syracuse.
Yeah.
So, I rooted for Syracuse since I was six. Then I went there. And so, Villanova. Who is the Villanova player I remember the most?
Yeah.
Because Nova was a I got to think about it. Georgetown, I've got a lot. St. John's, I've got a lot. Pitt.
I don't know that I think of an individual from Villanova. I mean, there's the Knicks are doing this where they actually had a commercial. All the Villanova guys play for the Knicks now.
Yeah.
The ones that won the national championship, like Brunson and Bridges and
Archie
Hart.
DiGiacomo.
DiVincenzo.
Okay.
But what's before that for me? Like, what's 10 years ago Villanova? Or 15 years ago?
Kerry Kittles. Thank you, Sal. Kerry Kittles is Villanova.
Kyle Lowry is Villanova,
yes, he is.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Mike in West Seneca. Remember some guys. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys? Going way back, 1970, Final Four. Jacksonville, University of Jacksonville had Twin Towers, Artis Gilmore, and Pembroke Burroughs.
Pembroke Burroughs. What a name.
What a name.
What is this, Jacksonville
Lanier
State?
St. Bonaventure in the regional final.
Okay.
When Lanier got hurt.
Okay.
That's when everybody seems to think that they would have won with Lanier, right?
Well, they probably had a good shot. UCLA was, you know, on their streak, though. That was going to be their fourth or fifth in a row then. But they didn't have Jabbar. Jabbar had already graduated. They had Sidney Wicks and Curtis Rowe and all those boys. Mm-hmm. So.
Thanks, Mike. Oops, sorry. Did I cut you off? You got more?
No, I was just saying Pembroke Burroughs, quite a name.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mike. In the chat, someone's kind of blown away. We haven't said Christian Laettner.
That's not the game.
The idea is to kind of go obscure. If I say, let's remember some Ravens, and you're like, Lamar Jackson,
I guess,
not exactly it.
I guess he fits in that he is definitely more remembered for college than the NBA.
He did play for Team USA.
And, as a college player.
Yeah, and he did have an NBA career that didn't quite match. But you're right, fine. Couple more names here and good ones. O.J. Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Ramil Robinson.
Who is currently serving a lifetime ban in the NBA.
Ramil Robinson. Okay. And
O.J. Mayo is Villanova?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I've got a double. Yeah, okay. Here's one for you.
Who's the guy that hits the national championship shot?
Like for who?
For 5 years ago. For Villanova.
Jenkins?
Jenkins. Yeah.
Is that right?
That sounds right. Should we know that answer? Someone hit a game-winning buzzer-beater national championship shot for Villanova.
Chris Jenkins.
Chris Jenkins?
Yeah,
okay.
Chris Jenkins.
All right.
I've got another deep pull name. Again, this is like, let's all remember when we were 12.
Yeah.
Ramon Ramos. He was a player for Seton Hall. Seton Hall, who made the national championship game and lost to Michigan in the national championship.
Okay.
Close game.
How about Andrew Nicholson for St. Bonaventure?
Yeah.
They lost to Florida State in the first round, I think, his year. He also, I heard, this was recent, a couple months ago, Draymond Green on a podcast got a question about like where he went in the draft. And Draymond... They asked him the question, can you name all the guys at your position that went ahead of you? And he went on a tangent. He's like, I'm not even going to read the list to you. And he went on a two-minute tangent about why Andrew Nicholson going in the first round was like the biggest. Like, that was the thing he got most mad at when he went in the second round.
Everybody's got something. Draymond's still carrying around Andrew Nicholson?
Yes. Draymond, by the way, Michigan State. He was a college basketball name. Much more than NBA prospect, and then, of course, he had an amazing career.
The chat's got Bryce Drew.
Who's that?
Oh, man, Bryce Drew?
I don't know Bryce Drew.
Whoa. Bryce Drew has the argument, I think, for the best buzzer beater. That's Valparaiso. Valpo, the play...
Oh, that's one of the Gus Johnson calls, I think.
I think it might be, but what it is it's the perfectly designed play. Valpo.
Valpo.
Valpo's game
Ole
winner.
Miss.
Whoever they beat, sure.
Yeah,
that's
Ole
one
Miss. Ole Miss.
Where they run that play, and when you are in a gym with your friends, you run the Valpo play. Valpo.
It's Ted Robinson on the call, not Gus Johnson.
Chris Brown texts in. Billy Donovan and Pop Lewis from the 86 Providence squad.
Billy Donovan, like Florida's Billy Donovan?
I guess so.
I mean, I guess I could have guessed that he was a player before the coach, but I did not know that. If that is the same, same individual.
Point guard at Providence. He went he was the third round pick in the 87 draft. Remember some guys. We left anybody out we need to? I mean, a million others.
I'm trying to think.
This is one of the things about this segment that we used to do this on Fridays for Football Fridays. On one level, it's supposed to be kind of like bad when you just call and list things. However, I think, personally, limited to a time of just doing this, remember some guys?
Yeah.
I think it's just so fun. What else do we do? Right. What would we do? What would we do if the three of us were driving to Boston today? We would do this.
Yes. That's right.
My friends and I, on trips in high school, we used to try to remember the starting nine positional players of baseball teams.
Yep.
Like, all right, let's do the 94 Braves.
Another fun thing to do is always make up, like, the hypothetical teams. Like, oh, what if the Mario characters were a football team? Who would play what position?
Yeah.
That's the best part of road trips.
Oh, here's a good recent one. Luca Garza from Iowa. Monster, giant eyebrows.
Yeah.
Distinctive character. Who's the... He's an NBAer now. The Gonzaga guy with the mustache and the headband. That was the last couple years, right?
Not Drew Timmy. Drew Timmy was a Gonzaga guy who was there for 100 years.
Yeah, the guy that felt like he was there for a decade.
The Gonzaga guy with the mustache and the headband.
Those in the chat that are wondering, yes, this is a Joakim Noah Buffalo Braves jersey that he wore one time in 12 games for the Clippers.
I've got one more good name that I want to get in. Corliss Williamson.
Great.
Corliss Williamson. Arkansas. Syracuse lost the game against Arkansas because Lucius Jackson called a timeout that they didn't have. Kind of like Chris Webber.
Yeah. Zion Williamson.
Nolan. We could do the coaches.
Zion Williamson at this rate is going to be more remembered for college.
Maybe. How about the coaches? I mean, Arkansas. I just had it. Nolan Richardson. Okay. His famous line was 40 minutes of hell. That was Arkansas, playing Arkansas. One thing about...
Who's the guy who cheated in Arizona? He was always sweating through his shirts. Ooh. Something Miller.
Not Lute Olson, who was in Arizona forever.
No.
Sean Miller? Sean Miller, I believe, played at Pitt.
Sean Miller, he got... His cheating scandal wasn't even the NCAA. It was like FBI wiretaps. Like, the FBI showed up at his house. Yeah. He, by the way, is the... This is college sport because Patino's back, right? Patino had a scandal of all scandals. He goes to Italy for 3 years. He works his way back, and now he's at St. John's. Sean Miller, FBI wiretaps, and he's the coach at Xavier. He's back. Of course he is.
The tournament. It's beautiful, isn't it? So watching that.
Patino versus Calipari, by the way, in the next round.
Yeah.
First time since 2016.
That's where I tell you, like, Syracuse should probably hire Patino. Is that a better job than St. John's? It's a good question. I don't know.
It's a bigger conference, right?
There's talk of the ACC and the Big East merging. That's one big topic in college basketball today. All right, we're very late for the break.
The chat is like, yep, Sweaty Sean was his nickname.
All right. Hey, we can keep remembering if you want. I mean, like, it's a Friday. It's sunny. We're all mailing it in until the games are on, so, you know.
Yep.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.